You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for the Spirit Essence Show with Tara Diana.
Tara Diana.
Live from Spirit Essence by TaraDiana.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is the Spirit Essence Show
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hey everyone, I'm Tara Diana, and this is the Spirit Essence Show, where we connect and explore between the seen and the unseen, one spirit at a time. I'm an empowerment medium, and I do the work to be of service for those that would like to connect to the other side. So we look at the magical little confirmations that remind us that spirit is still very much with us in our everyday lives. So we've started something new in my social media platforms. I've started something called Touched by Spirit. So before we get into the calls, I always love to take two calls when I'm doing the radio show. I want to tell you a story very quickly that was given to me by one of my clients, Crystal. So this is a story about spirit, a real connection, okay? So I'm going to speak as though it's her talking. So my brother-in-law passed about 13 years ago now. One night, maybe 3 years ago after his passing, I was driving to work. When I started my car, one of the songs that always makes me think of him was playing on the radio. I smiled, said hi to him, and went on with my morning. I stopped at my regular gas station to grab a coffee, and there was a new employee behind the counter. Looking at his name tag, I saw his name was John, spelt exactly the same way as my brother-in-law, J-O-N. Number two, coincidence, maybe. After leaving the gas station, I got back into my car, and the second song that connected me to him was playing. That's number three. John, trying to get a hold of you. At that moment, I could feel his presence with me, that unmistakable, comforting energy filling the car. Now, here's the thing. She started to get worried. She says, but then I started to worry. Was he trying to warn me? Was something wrong? Because that's a lot of coincidences. And a little backstory. This is her brother-in-law, so her husband's brother. And when they were little, they had a cold phrase for when someone was going to pick them up. And it would be, Sir Charles says it's okay. Okay, so here it is. She's driving to work. She's getting a little worried. She's talking to John out loud, asking him if he's trying to show her something, tell her something. And 15 minutes from work, she gets a car passing her on the freeway, and the license plate reads S-R-C-H-R-L-S. I don't know, she says, what else it could have stood for other than Sir Charles. And right then, she knew that this was John telling her that everything's okay. He's just coming in to say hi. I love this. Okay, lovey, I love this story. It's the perfect example of what I call spirit's signature timing. It's not coincidence. It's an orchestration. So spirit doesn't drop one sign. They create a whole conversation, especially if you're not open and you're not picking it up, right? So the first song, that was hello. The name tag, are you paying attention now? And the second song was the license plate. And that was all the confirmation that I'm here and everything's okay. Because we will trip ourselves up all over the place thinking everything is a sign. Our human instinct is to go straight into worry. We think, why are you here? Is something wrong? How did we convince ourselves that when spirit comes through, it's always because something's wrong, that they're always about to warn us about something? I don't know why we did that, but they can come through. They will always have a message. They will not just come through just to kind of linger. They'll always have a message, but it can literally be that you are okay. You know, John wasn't warning Crystal. He was comforting her. And what I love most is that he used something that only she would know, like a childhood code, phrase, something only they would know. And that's how she got the message of, oh, okay, sorry, John, everything's okay, I'm good. So I love that. I love that so much. So I love that so much that if you have a story you want to share with me and my world, drop a line to info@spiritessence.com and Spirit Essence by Tara Diana. Let me give you the right one. .com. And I would love to be able to share that on the radio show with you. We're going to make that a weekly thing. So having said all of that, one of the things that I want to remind people about spirit, though, is that when spirit does show up for us, if we aren't paying attention, don't worry about it. They will find a way for you to pay attention. Sometimes it will be a little mischievous. Most of the time, it will be something like a slightly more than a gentle nudge. I don't want to freak anyone out. It'll just be like, hey, 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 over here. And again, even if it's just to comfort you. So I want to talk a little bit about why spirit would want to give you a message that's just like, hey, you're okay. It's because literally spirit can see what's going on around you. Oh, we have the one. So I'm going to leave that with you. Corinne in Winnipeg, Manitoba. Ooh, Canada. Hello. Hello, lovey. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, how are you?
Not bad. Not bad at all.
Good stuff. What are we doing for you today, beautiful?
Well, I'd like to know if I'm ever going to talk to my son again.
Oh, lovey. That's a hard one to swallow, isn't it? So I'm going to say something right off the bat. The moment that you said, am I going to ever, the answer I already felt was yes. Yes, you are going to. You are going to. Now, is it going to be easy? I'm getting an absolute no. I feel like there has to be almost a point of no return. Like either you talk to him or you don't talk to him, but it's from his end as opposed to your end. Can you understand that, Corinne?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yes, I can.
Okay, good stuff. Now, I don't want you to give up hope at all because I don't feel that he is going to stop. And I do feel, actually, let me change that. I'm being told right now by a man in spirit that your son has got to hit a space where he realizes that something needs to change for him. And he's angry. He's angry right now. Can you understand that?
Yes, but I don't know about what.
Okay, well, here's the thing. It is a miscommunication, a preconceived notion. He's reading a situation, thank you, a circumstance. He's reading something wrong, and I feel it's happened a while ago. This isn't something new. This lack of communication between you and your son, this isn't new, is it?
No, not at all.
So this goes back quite a ways, and it's his misconceived notion. Now, I'm not saying whether anyone was right or anyone was wrong in a situation. I feel like it's how he's perceiving something, Corinne. And when I'm asking spirit for something clearer, please, I feel like you're not the only person in the family he's not talking to.
You're right.
So go ahead, love.
Hardly anyone that he talks to.
That is definitely, that is definitely a him thing as opposed to a you thing. And I'm being told the gentleman that's coming through, please, he's been crossed over for a little while now, please. He feels related to you by DNA, please. I can see the cord. So this feels like a father energy for you, a father energy. Do you have father on the other side, please?
Yes, I do.
And would you understand your father being someone that would not understand family not talking? It would be bothersome. This man finds it bothersome that you're not connected to your son.
I think it's more my husband.
Your husband's on the other side as well?
Yes.
Okay. You know what? I have to be honest.
He was a very strong entity.
Okay. I'm going to say this to you, and I'm going to say this with my full chest. I feel this is more father energy than husband energy because your husband wouldn't have DNA with you. So this feels more like father energy. So just stay with me, lovey, because I'm going to finish the message and see if your husband comes through. But your father is definitely saying to me that he feels like this is a very sad situation, please. This is a very sad situation. And it bothers him that you don't feel like you have a connection to your son. And your father's been gone for some time now, correct?
Oh, very much so.
Thank you very much.
Years.
And I feel like he doesn't really even know your son. So he can't put a lot of energy into who your son is. He can't explain anything about your son. But when I tap into your husband's energy, please. Now, he's been gone less time, obviously, than your father. But I also feel that he would have passed from an illness. Can you understand that, please? Your husband?
He did.
He
died from an illness.
Okay, and would it have been something in his chest, please? Something from the throat down to about mid-chest, just past his heart? Would it have been anything in there, please?
Would be his chest, yes.
Thank you very much. And when he's connecting with me and your husband's talking to me, please, he's someone that didn't always come across as a very gentle man, please. I feel as though he would speak his truth, and whether it was the full truth or not, he had no problem saying what he needed to say. Do you understand that?
Oh, yes, I do.
Okay. And he's talking about your son. Do you also have another child, though, please?
No.
Okay, so you just
have a
son? You have a grandson. Okay, I'm going to say this to you. Your husband is talking to me about your son and your grandson, please. And he's talking to me. He's showing me 2, 2, 2. So he's talking to me about your children, your grandchildren. And he's saying your child and your grandchild. And he's saying to me, please, that this is not a you. This is not a you. This is not your fault. This is not because you did something wrong. This is because not any different than what your father said. Your son has to see things differently. And I do feel he will come to light. He will see that light. It's still going to be a little ways away, beautiful. I don't feel this is happening tomorrow. I don't feel this is happening next week. I feel more like we're looking into 2026, but there has to be a shift for him. And Corinne, I don't want you to worry about this. I know it's a heartfelt thing. I know it's a mother connection. You don't want to be missing out on your grandson. You don't want to be missing out on your son in his life, but you also don't want to carry his baggage.
No, you're right.
And that's what your husband's...
You're right. I missed him, but I don't need his baggage. You're right.
Yeah, so let him continue to work through what he's working through. He's got a little bit of his dad in him when it comes to personality, when it comes to even attitude. I can feel his dad in him. And I feel... And your husband is saying that he's sorry that he has... did not... Thank you. He's sorry that he did not give you all the good acolytes. That's what you're saying. Yes. Yes. He didn't give you all the good acolytes, Corinne. He feels like he didn't speak to you the way he should have all the time. And he certainly didn't always say what you meant to him.
You're right.
But he'd like to do that now. He'd like to do that now. He'd like to apologize. But he'd also like you to know that he's watching over you and that you and your son will come together and your grandson will know you.
Okay.
And your grandson will know you.
Thank you.
Okay, Corinne, I'm going to leave that with you, my friend. Your husband also, please, is saying one last thing. He says he hopes that you understand that who he was here, he's not in spirit. He sees things differently.
Well, thank you. You ease my mind a lot.
Okay, thank you so much for calling in, lovey, and I will leave that with you. Now, I believe Donna is here. And Donna, are you with me, love?
Yes, I am. Good evening.
Good evening. How are you, beautiful?
Oh, I've been through a lot of stress, I guess. Yeah.
Okay, because... go ahead.
No, just trying to relax and get rid of the stress.
Okay, so I'm going to say a couple of things right off the bat. When I'm connecting to spirit for you, before I even bring loved ones in, Donna, I want you to know, sweetheart, that you have a lot that you have been carrying on your shoulders. So when I am energetically reading your aura, which is a little bit of psychic work, but when I'm reading your aura, I feel like I want to lift you up. I want to pick you up off the ground, beautiful, and kind of allow you to find a different space, a new space. Do you understand that? A space where you feel safe. That's the word that keeps coming to me. Okay. Mm-hmm. So that safety is not about you being in harm's way. That's not what spirit's talking about here, gorgeous. It is not about someone, you know, doing you wrong or doing you dirty or harmful kind of energy. It's just a natural energy around you that feels as though it's too much. It's too much of, where are you from again, sweetheart?
Well, actually, it's Santa Barbara, but I'm contemplating to moving up to Pismo. I don't know if that would be a good move or not, or stay here. And I don't know. They're both great places.
Okay, Santa Barbara feels very good. Where the heck is Pismo?
It's about an hour north.
I have never heard of that.
My sister lives there. Yeah.
I have never heard that, but there is nothing wrong with it.
It's actually Pismo Beach.
Okay, that sounds even better. That sounds even better. Add beach to it and anything sounds better, right? So let me just say this to you. You could stay in Santa Barbara. You can tell I'm Canadian. So you can stay there. Mm-hmm. You can. There's nothing that's stopping you from being prosperous and continuing to live. But I feel like you need a change of energy. I feel like you need to move into a different space, and it's like new beginnings. I keep seeing, Donna, I keep seeing the phoenix rising. And when that comes to me, that is always about endings and beginnings. And I feel like you're coming to an end in one space in your life. Let's call it an era. This era of your life is shifting and changing, and you're going somewhere else. And part of the things that I'm feeling that spirit's giving me with this change in journey for you is that there's new people that are going to come into your life. Okay.
Oh, wonderful.
New people, new friendships. And they're saying to me that this is the right time for it as well. This is the right time for it. Now, that makes me feel a little bit off, though, because when I'm asking spirit, should she move now? I'm going to say, no, not right now. Okay. I feel like there is a right time and you'll know the right time to go. But I feel like you need to be that person, sweetheart, that has to plan it. Everything spirit's giving to me says it needs to have a plan. It needs to have like a blueprint, if you will. You know, a blueprint. This is where I'm going. This is what I'm doing. Now, you said you have family there, please. You have a sister?
Yes. Yes. And I can live with her and her husband.
Okay. And I feel like that is beautiful. That's easy. I don't feel any kind of trepidation. I feel you're close to your sister, and I feel that her husband, sorry?
Yeah. Her husband's my good friend as well. Yeah.
I was just going to say, and I feel like her husband is all in for this. But again, I want to say the reason that I feel you have to go is that it's just new for you. It's not that you're sister or your brother-in-law is new for you. It's like new energy. And these two people, your sister and brother-in-law, also feel like they have a very energetic type of energy. So they are active. They aren't just stuck in one place. They do things. Can you understand that?
Yeah.
And I feel like they would want to look after you. Not that you need to be looked after. Literally, spirit just came through and said she's fully capable of doing what she needs to do. But they want to make sure that you're happy. That's probably the better way for me to say it, Donna, is that they want to make sure you're happy, please. Because they're saying that the past has been complicated.
Mm-hmm.
And there has been a lot of energy around you. And you don't... energy comes in all different ways. And I just feel like where you've been is finished. It's done. You can stay there, okay. But there's, and it will just be the same energy. You'll just continue to work in that energy and grow. I feel like you're ready for something more. I feel like you're brushing off, right? You're like, not needing to stay here. I need to move on. I also feel new friendships that just feel, I'm literally seeing you sitting at, I guess maybe it's a little cafe, but you're outside and there's like other people around you and you guys are chatting and you're feeling very comfortable, but you're also feeling carefree. And because Spirit, Donna, is hyper-focusing on you needing to feel new, like they've used the word energy in this reading like 27,000 times. So you needing new energy, you needing to start anew, it's new and energy and it's just constant. It's a constant in this reading tells me that it's time for new beginnings, new space, new moving on. Do you have anything you want to ask me to specifically focus on for you, though? Because I feel this move is go.
Well, I did have a boyfriend here for 12 years, but it's been a long time since I've had another one. Do you see me perhaps when I move into this new energy, I'll mysteriously meet this new person that's perhaps coming into my life?
Okay. First of all, it won't be mysterious. It will just happen. One of the reasons I feel you have to go is for you to be able to have a relationship. It won't be where you're at. It will be somewhere new because you will be more carefree. So there is a thing in spirit that I was taught many years ago by my guides. And it's that we put out certain kind of energy. That's the energy we draw back to ourselves. So we talk about something called, and if you follow me, and you may not, but if you do, I talk a lot in my podcasts and things about good come to me, good go through me. And it's just a philosophy that if we do good, right? If we do good, good comes back to us. But if we are sitting in stagnant energy, that's what we're going to attract to us. So if you are sitting here going, how come I can't find a partner or a companion? Why am I not connected to someone or something? It's because you're in stagnant energy. Remember at the beginning of our little session here, and I love, love, love this session. I feel it's powerful and purposeful. Remember at the beginning of it, I said, oh, that's a lot of something weighing you down. There is something weighing you down, girlfriend. And that is, you're finished where you're at. It's served its purpose, right? It's served its purpose. And your inkling that it's time for me to move on and to move somewhere safe. Because you don't want to start completely anew. You want to feel, you know, at our age, we tend to want to have a little bit of comfort when we make a big decision and a big change. And your sister and brother-in-law would be that comfort. It would make it easier for you to move out of the stagnant energy and into that new beginnings, rising as that phoenix. So you asked me, will I find, right? That's the thing. It really does when you sit down and you hear it kind of play out like that. So yes, the answer to your question in a very prolonged kind of way is yes, you will find a partner. Now, I want to say this to you, please. The word companion is very strong here. And it's companionship. It is strolling along a sidewalk, and I feel like sunshine. I feel like I can hear the waves and you know, that kind of energy. But it's a strolling and it's easy. And when your spirit guide is talking to me, please, your and your sister's mother is in spirit, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. And would you understand your mother being a very, very loving individual, someone that would be very, and sometimes moms aren't very loving, but I feel your mother would have been a very loving person. Can you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. And would you also understand that there's another sibling? Do you have another sibling, please?
Yes, I have. Yes.
Okay. Because I feel like there's other siblings.
And brothers.
Yes, thank you. Okay. Because your mother is telling me that she has more children. It's not just you and your sister. But she also says that you've always been close to the sister.
Yes, very. Yes.
Thank you. And she says that this is a good fit for you. She says that you feel lonely and you're sad, and she does not want you to feel lonely and sad anymore. She says that is what my spirit's guides are picking up, is what your mother is actually saying. She's saying the words. She's saying, Donna, you're lonely and you're sad, and now it's up to you to fix that. It's up to you to fix that. And your sister is saying, come along now. Let's do this. Let's do this. Right? I feel she's actually excited. She's hoping you're going to say yes and just do it.
Yes. Yeah.
She really is. So I would say to you, please, do you have a timeline? If I was to say to you, hey, Donna, when are you going to go? What is your timeline for this?
Probably 2 months or so. Yeah.
So before Christmas?
Around that time, probably, yes.
Okay, I want to say something to you. I kept getting that you will be settled in January. You'll be settled in January.
Oh, okay.
Once you make the decision. I feel like you're still waffling, and that's why your mother's come through, please. And your mother is saying to make sure you take all your pictures. I don't know what she means by this, but she's showing me what looks like photo albums, please. But she's saying, make sure you take all the... Thank you. She's saying to take all the pictures, take all the memories. You don't have to leave anything important behind. She says, but you don't have to take all the extras. You don't have to take all the extras. He says, and your mother says that she understands that because she would love to have the extras. Your mother loved extra little things. Do you understand? And she's saying, you don't have to do that. Go with only what you need and what's important to you. And she also says to tell you, please, thank you. She says to tell you that Christmas will be a very, very joyful time for you this year, because you will have made some very big choices, and you can look at the new year from a completely different light, a completely different light.
Great.
You can be like comfortable. Mm-hmm. Also, you should look for those new people. Now, remember, I need to say this to you, my beautiful friend, Donna. Donna, I feel like you and I have got a connection now, and I want to say this to you.
Yeah.
When you go there, you're going to have to get out and do the do, baby. You're going to have to get out there and meet people. You have to put yourself out there so that you can meet that person. Right?
Yeah, makes sense. Yeah.
You can meet that person. That's going to be so valid and so important for you.
Yes.
Okay.
Right. Oh, you've inspired me so much.
Oh, I can't wait for you to go. Like, go, sister. Go start packing. Go call your sister. Be like, hey, I talked to this woman and she said that this is the right thing for me to do. It is the right thing for you to do. So, Donna, I wish you nothing but the best. I know you're going to make the right choice, and I know you're going to love the choice.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Donna. Have a great night, beautiful.
You've lifted me up so much. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. I will come back and follow me and let me know when it happens. Let me know when you move.
Okay. Thank you.
Wishing you all the best. Okay, everyone, we are coming to a close. And I just want to say thank you to all that are listening. And I'm excited for this new little bit that I'm going to throw out here, Touched by Spirit. Follow me in all my platforms. I would love it. Spirit Essence by Tara Diana. And feel free to join my Facebook group. It's a beautiful place with other practitioners, safe, sacred, and it's called Empowering Intuitive Souls. We would love to see you there. We'd love to work with you in whatever capacity you're looking for. And remember, spirit absolutely never fails us, my friends. So keep that in mind. Thank you.